jive. Good afternoon, everyone, out there in Radio Land. It is, yes, oh, the clock on the wall says 3 o'clock. I'm obviously confused and out of my mind. The other wall, it does say 2 o'clock, 2:04, 2:05, something like that. And at which point, you're listening to Movement Museum here on CKUT 90.3 FM on your radio dial, 91.7 on your cable, or movement-museum.blogspot.com on your computer. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you need to contact us, you can email us at movement@ckut.ca. Today's show, we got a whole whack of stuff for you. It's, believe it or not, I got the fifth and final part of the Robert Henderson interview that I did, it seems like, years, decades, eons, and millennia ago. However, yeah, we've got it down. It's part five that will be coming up just after I stop flapping my gums. Then there's also this thing that I got sort of totally and utterly fascinated with, which is this thing called Alexander Street, where they have a dance, video dance, or dance, let me spit this out properly, video dance on video, where they go back to, I don't know, they have stuff from the 50s, I don't know, those rotoscope, kineoscope, or whatever they're called, the black and white things, where the white seems to be the brightest white you've ever seen in your life. The color things from that got originally broadcast on PBS or CBC back in like the late 50s, early 60s, to there's this absolutely wonderful thing of Alvin Ailey looking like the, I don't know, even hipper than Sly Stone. And so, yeah, I'm going to ramble and rant and otherwise entertain myself, at least, in describing some of these to you and then sort of explaining to you how you can get them, where you can get them, how you can see them, because these are things that you can do on your own in the privacy of your own home. There's also then the awesome Montreal dancing calendar, our audition list, and obviously we've got some ads as well, so bills to pay, and so on and so forth. However, it's going to be a jam-packed show, as I told you. I hope you enjoy it. Stick along for the ride. And if you give me one more second so I can hit the button, we can listen to part five of the Robert Henderson interview. She's the one who is responsible for Dance Animal, which played at the Zoo Fest, which recently finished, and the Fringe Festival, which finished a little bit earlier ago. We'll be right back.
it's especially relevant right now because we're going to be seeing a lot of changes in our food and how we eat and what we eat in the next 15 years. It's completely going to change, and it's going to change in a good way. We're going to return to eating locally and seasonally, which is what our ancestors, well, it's what everybody did until about 30 years ago. And what's interesting is our parents' generation, they were the baby boomers. They were the first generation to be eating processed foods. And so now we're on to generation, you know, the kids, the 2 to 5 year olds that I'll be cooking on, they're fourth generation eating this kind of food. And you really see the impact of that. You see it in their food sensitivities, their food allergies. The fact that they don't know that an egg comes from a chicken, or that the bacon on their plate comes from a pig, or that their burger comes from a cow. You know, there's a real disconnect there, and that's really going to change a lot in the next little while. It has to, or people are getting sick. Any show that's doing well at the Fringe benefits all of us. And that's what I really love about taking part in this festival is I enjoy others' success because it brings success to every single other group. It's fantastic. I love it. Well, I really love dancing in my unbirthday suit. Those girls, Inertia Productions, they've put together a really charming, very creative use of sound and movement, and it's funny. You know, these girls are based in modern dance, which can often be quite serious, and I'm not personally a huge fan of modern dance, that's just me. But these girls have really put together a fantastic show. I saw Toys, again, another creative use of dance and music. I really liked the concept of the show. And I support that they've gone out there and done it, and I know they've put a lot of work into it. Could it have been tighter? Maybe. I don't want to criticize any other Fringe troupe because I know how hard everybody's worked. You know, they're charming on stage. They're likable. They're three cute guys. Fun music. It reminded me a lot of the Blue Man Group, actually. Have you seen The Red Bastard? Oh, well, you just reminded me of him because you've noticed Jono's articulation of his body. And The Red Bastard, I believe his name is Eric Davies or Davis. I saw his show on Monday night and it blew me away. First of all, it's Buffon. He's a scary, sexy, raw, kind of mean clown, which I loved. And he's got this great costume, and the costume mostly covers his body. He's wearing like a giant red balloon, but you can really see his feet, and the way he uses his feet and his fingers, I was mesmerized. Like, look at this guy. Look at the control he has on his body. Look at how he's communicating this character right down to the use of his baby toe. And that's something I'm always trying to instill in my dance animals because they're not coming from a dance background. You don't just dance with your limbs. You dance with every single part of your body. Dancers have a really special energy. They're very different from actors and musicians, and they're dynamic in their... Well, I think that spirit comes from... Well, dance is often a collective work. And, you know, we're all in the rehearsal room together, sweating, working, having fun, getting injured, whatever. And also, dancers are the worst paid artists. Someone was telling me this, Kobe Banks, but something like that dancers get even less grants than actors and theater communities. And yeah, and so I think that poverty brings people together. In Montreal, you have a very divided audience. You have the Centaur and Sadie audiences that are upper class, earn more, you know, on average earn more than the average Canadian, white, and old. older. Whereas then you, I don't know. Have you been to the Centaur? Like some of their audiences? Yeah. And God bless them for coming out. You know, they're keeping that theater in business. And then you've got the indie scene, which is a bunch of 20-year-olds getting started in the industry. And people like me in their early 30s. Whereas on the Francophone side, you go to a show at... you know, whatever theater, and you've got a huge variety of people there, and ages, and backgrounds, and races, and religions, and I think when other journalists have asked me about Dance Pierce, they mean people who regularly attend, for lack of a better word, more serious dance pieces, so contemporary, people, fans of contemporary dance, fans of ballet, even fans of hip-hop. Hip-hop fans are very dedicated to their style. I think I welcome dance purists coming out because I think they'll enjoy the entertainment value. But music is so different because there's so many different genres and people. Oh yeah, well yes, there are. But generally, in my experience with music, which is probably a lot different than your experience with music. Music can be a little more polarizing in terms of, you know, if you're a big fan of opera, there's less of a chance that you're going to be a fan of, you know, gangster hip-hop. But if you're a fan of hip-hop dance, there's a good chance that you can have an appreciation for, yeah.
Hear myself in the headphones because I've turned them down. It's 2:15. We got the clock working, and in the background you got slow groove sounds of Calumidity. The band, the awesome band that plays every Tuesday up in Little Italy at Cafe Sablo Cafe. And yeah, I'm gonna keep them underneath everything here for the rest of the show because yeah, they're lots and lots of fun. Anyhow, that was the fifth and final part of the Robert Henderson interview. She went all over the place explaining how she started, what got her interested, what her goals and ideas were, and yeah, all sorts of fun stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for bearing with me through it for four parts, or four other parts. And if you'd like to hear any of it, they're all up on the website / blog / whatever you want to call it, which is at movement-museum.blogspot.com. And yeah, okay, it's a mellow day. It was sunny this morning. It's a little bit gray now. I've heard that it's going to be raining, which is a nice lead-in to trying to tell you guys that, yeah, there's a sugar mural, a mural made out of sugar at the corner of William and Duke, which is down in sort of like Electronic City, Old Montreal, the cool neck of the town, right around the corner from the Darling Foundry, Cartier Ephemere, and they're having a opening to celebrate Shelley Miller's sugar mural tonight. It starts at about 5. I'm going to be there, and while it is not dance related in any way, shape, or form, I highly, highly recommend you go there. I'm going to try and get an interview with Shelley Miller on another show that I do, and at which point, if it comes off, I'll let you all know about it. And enough about the art, let's get back to the dance. Or actually, hold on one second. Before we get to the dance, let me see if we can't pay a bill or two. Yeah, here we go with an ad to pay a bill. Make sure that the station continues to stay on the air, which is also sort of like an advance preview. We will be hitting you up in October for the fundraising drive.
you haven't done your good deed yet this summer, get on it. Help Montreal's elderly by coming out to the Yellow Doors Benefit Concert. The Yellow Door is proud to present Before These Summer Nights Are Gone, a wonderful night of music and lyrics whose proceeds will go to the Yellow Door's Elderly Project. On Tuesday, August 25th, the beautiful Sala Rosa on Saint Laurent will host the musical talents of Brie Nielsen, B.W. Brandis, James Finnerty, Bent by Elephants, and Whistle Stop, as well as spoken word by Ilona Martonfi, Jeffrey Mackey, and Jason Foyer. Tickets are $8 in advance or $10 at the door. They can be purchased at Casa del Popolo or the Yellow Door or by calling 514-845-2600. Before These Summer Nights Are Gone, your ears and your heart will thank you. A CKUT co-presentation.
And we're back. And as I said, we're going to be telling you about this music online dance and video database that I just came across that is absolutely, to me, phenomenal and wonderful. It's called... alexanderstreet.com, and in order to find it, D-A-I-V, dance, or the first two letters of the word dance, in video, D-A-I-V.alexanderstreet.com. And it has come to my attention. Initially, I thought it was available everywhere and anywhere, and they just were doing this as a sort of out of the goodness of their heart and so on and so forth. However, it turns out that no, they're actually trying to make some money out of it. And so what they end up doing, their business model is to go out and charge libraries at universities some scratch so as to enable them to pay their bills. And then if you are a member of the university community, which CKUT is with regards to McGill, you can see them anytime you want. So I'm going to be checking up later in the week, and I will come back next week to find out if these are accessible from someplace like the Bibliothèque Nationale or another library in town, or if there's another university which has access to them. But yeah, just check this out for the time being. It's the sort of thing where, let me see, it's buffering, and it's 2, 3. But yeah, this is... Merce Cunningham Dance Company by Cunningham. It's called Merce in Rainforest. And let me bring down the Calmunity. It's from 1968, which that's where I find it absolutely phenomenal. Oh, it's still black. It's saying first performance by Merce Cunningham and Dance Company at the Second Buffalo Festival of the Arts, March 9th, 1968. And the choreography is obviously by Merce Cunningham. The music is by David Tudor. The set design by Andy Warhol. And then they have a whole whack of credits going on. Yeah, unfortunately, there is no real way for me to sort of, since they do have this, money walled, there was no way really for me to... here we go.
All art was divided into two parts. Romanticism, in which expressing things was primary, and classicism, where the emphasis is on beautiful construction. Then John Cage invented a third, neither expressive nor well-constructed, and he called it non-art. He seems to be saying to the other artists, stop manipulating me with your expressiveness and your designs. Stop reaching into my insides with your long, avid fingers that push the buttons that make me feel the way you feel. Beauty is not alone what you contrive. It is all around us. It is what is. It is what...
And so that we don't get busted for playing their stuff too much, that was an excerpt from, yes, Merce Cunningham Dance Company by Cunningham, Merce in Rainforest, which was the first presentation of Rainforest. They also have, yeah, this is from 1957. Let's see if we can hit the button and tell you what's happening here. This is Romeo and Juliet, three versions, 1957. It's the Camera 3 Orchestra. And I'm still waiting for the black screen to go away. But to me, this is all sorts of phenomenal stuff. It's where I'm going to get my dance learning from. And as I said, alexanderstreet.com is where you can find it. It's daiv.alexanderstreet.com.
Nora Kay as Juliet, Hugh Lang as Romeo. Brierly Lee as Juliet, Stephen Joyce as Romeo. John McCullum as Mercutio.
I I think that's supposed to be there.
All the arts have a common basis in some form of human experience, whether it's war or religious ecstasy or love. And they stimulate and inspire each other. When William Shakespeare wrote Romeo and Juliet, he gave the theme of tragic love its highest expression in dramatic form. Its impact on other artists as well as on general audiences and readers has never lessened during succeeding centuries. To mention just two...
Okay, enough with the sort of pedantic or teaching there and stuff like that. But you get the basic idea of what I'm talking about. It's, yeah, it's, I don't know, they say there's something like 250 different videos here. There's a lot of performance, but given that, my guess is performance video or dance on video in performance is not going to translate too well onto the radio. I'm a little bit reticent to actually go in and play them blind, but yeah, there's senior class, modern ballet in the High School of Performing Arts from 1961. It's like just, oh my God, it's mind-blowing. That was before I was born. So let me try this next one. I apologize for being slightly unorganized, but I am completely and utterly enthralled by this this website. There has Nam June Paik doing Merce Cunningham. We can sort of get an idea and understand why everybody went got overwrought when Merce Cunningham died, because he'd been everywhere beforehand. He was like.
Descartes invented the use of X and Y to measure physical motion. But to measure aesthetic motion, we replace X and Y with M and M, Merce and Marcel Duchamp, the French artist. Shigeko Kubota, who's trying to reincarnate Marcel Duchamp through video, said, why not combine them?
Yes, they should. They should at least. Yes, they should. Yes, they should. In the museums, evidently, we hope so. So what is going to be aesthetic?
When you call life, I don't care. When you call life, I don't care. But
I never had any why. And maybe there's a great deal of the indifferent taste boat. Should. Yes, never was in.
Obviously does not translate well. There we go. That doesn't translate too well into radio stuff. But just to go through some of their things here, it's some of the documentaries they have. They obviously have a ton of Merce Cunningham stuff, but they have Tap Dancing, the History and Performance from 1972. They got a Portrait of Bessie Schoenberg, which is done at the Juilliard School. They have more Merce Cunningham. It seems to be like Merce Cunningham all over the place, at least in the documentaries. Roman One, more Betty Jones, Speaking of Dance. There was this, TV show called Speaking of Dance that that came out in the early 90s that they seem to have the whole archives of. But I'm looking to, I don't know, install a couch here or something like that so that I can come out with, I don't know, the beer, the popcorn, and so on, and then just sit down and learn myself some stuff about dance. Let's try one more before I give up the ghost. But yeah, this is what is it? The work of Doris Chase. It's from the genre dance for camera, and it's called Full Circle, The Works of Doris Chase. And it's buffering, and it's still a black screen.
My name is Doris Chase. For many years, I worked as a painter and a sculptor, and now I find most of my work is done in film and video. It's almost as if my work has come full circle, returning again to painting, returning this time with emotional approach, with the ability to change. My work in wood, it has to do with very basic forms, very basic shapes that seem to wish themselves in and out of one another. And then the excitement of transferring some of the small models into the large scale, into the scale wherein you can be part of the form. And the feel of wood when you're working with it. To accomplish large pieces, like I was doing at one time, it would take maybe 2 tons of wood that are laminated and a number of people helping me with the sawing, and then always the finishing work. The finishing work goes for months and months. In all the work, when one is about to accomplish a large piece, it starts first with very...
Okay, now I'm confused. It's supposed to be dance on video. And at which point, Doris Chase obviously is not exactly a dancer. But it's fascinating nonetheless. Yeah, I'm going to have to go through this. There's also this other website called archive.org, which has a whole whack of stuff. The inevitable. The standard issue. Wax upon wax of stuff. Dance on video. That is, yeah, you don't have to get up from the couch. You don't have to do anything. You can hang out at the coffee shop. You can do what and you just watch. And so, yes, next week I'm going to try and be a little bit more organized and figure out my clips in advance as opposed to doing it on the fly. Or maybe perhaps I will have gone through some of the alexanderstreet.com stuff and... then pulled out my favorites. Yes, just to let you know again, it's called DAIV, alexanderstreet.com, and the easiest way to do it and access anything is to do it from McGill or from a computer that is on the McGill network. You bring your laptop onto into what is it, the big green space they have down on McGill or something like that, and I'm certain you'll be able to do stuff. If you have any questions, as I said, don't hesitate to contact us at movement@ckut.ca. Yeah, if you'd like to listen to this again, you can do it from movement-blogs. Let me spit that out properly. movement-museum.blogspot.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, sticking Movement Museum into that handy-dandy search box in the top and see what comes out. There I've been posting into the Movement Museum feed on Facebook interesting things such as alexanderstreet.com or other interesting videos that I come across on YouTube and elsewhere. And yeah, you can stay up to date on just about everything. And speaking of staying up to date on just about everything... we have the awesome Montreal dance calendar coming up. We also have the audition lists, and I don't know. We'll figure out something else as well. But in the meantime, let me get around to paying some bills and making sure that this station stays on the air. So I'll be back momentarily.
Yes, y'all. Henna Hans and J2K presents the sixth edition of Street Vibes, a time for change. This is a CKUT co-presentation. Featuring performances by your city's youth stars, WDA, Little Royal, Flyer State, A to the Block, Seiko Slim, Jay Tristel, Marvel, and many more. Special performances by the Community Vibes Collective and Troy Dunnett and Lotus. It all goes down for the first time in NDG at the EB Resto Bar, 5345 Maisonneuve West, Thursday, August 27th at 7 p.m. $5 student admission, $10 general. This one's for the youth, so stay positive and know that it's time for change. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Speaking of Community Positive Vibe Collective, they're the ones who are playing in the background. And yes, they're going to be at Street Vibe as well. It is 2:33, almost 2:34 in the afternoon. It's the 20th of August. It still appears gray out there. You're listening to Movement Museum talking about dance in Montreal on the radio or on your computer. If you're listening to us on the radio or on your radio, you're listening to us at 90.3 FM in Montreal, also known as CKUT, your community radio station. You can also hear us at 91.7 on your cable dial if you have one of those fancy cable hookups. Or you can hear us as well on your computer at movement-museum.blogspot.com. And as I've mentioned ad nauseum, you can find us on Facebook and you can email us as well. But it's time now for the awesome dance calendar. And yes, the season is slowly picking up speed. And I've been entering an awful lot of stuff. If you'd like to know more than a week in advance, because I only bring about 2 pages in here because it takes a while to get through a bunch of stuff. And it's also the sort of thing where just endlessly listing off listings gets a little bit tedious and boring as well. But we do have a complete listing of every single dance performance that is happening in this city, from the stuff that is what would it be, sponsored by the city, to the stuff that is done completely and utterly for profit, to the stuff that is sort of in between. It's all there. It's up on the web. It's at movement-museum.blogspot.com. Or if you want a direct link to it and you don't want to deal with the rest of the stuff that's on the website /blog, you can click on that, or you can email movement@ckut.ca and we can get you the direct link to the calendar. But in the meantime, tomorrow there's Juan Sebastian Larobina, who is taking part of Latin Fridays, which is at Tohu, which is 234 Jarry Street East. And it's their description that they gave was a shimmering world where Latin American story mixes with Quebec legend. If you'd like to hear what you'd be dancing to tomorrow, go myspace.com. Juan Sebastian Larobina, Larobina. Yes, I apologize in advance. I'm going to be doing a lot of spelling in the near future just to make sure that, yeah, you can get everything right. And as I said, if you miss anything, just email me and we'll fill you in on the details. Then on Saturday, there is Transitions. Gina Ryan is doing the percussion, and Karel Chevalier. No, I think it's spelled K-A-R-E-L. And I had the, I would say, the fortunate habit or the fortunate circumstance of going to school with a guy named Karel, spelled that way. But I think this is Karel Chevalier, who's a the dancer and the choreograph, and that's happening at Studio 303. It's happening at 5 o'clock. And yeah, Transitions, c'est un spectacle multidisciplinaire, innovateur et excitant, présente des œuvres pour percussion et danseuse, mettant en vedette Gina Ryan, percussionniste, Karel Chevalier, danseuse et chorégraphe, de même que les illustrations de Hayden Mariner. Cette production exploitant les l'idée des transitions de la vie se veut un chevauchement des différentes arts, théâtre, musique, danse et arts visuels. Les œuvres ainsi mises en scène sont des créations de Stacy Brown, Justin Mariner, Eric Champagne et David Adamczyk. De même que des pièces des Alcide Lanza, Andrew Steniland, Neil Middleton, Alexandra Fall et Gina Ryan. Ce projet est soutenu par les Conseils des Arts et Lettres du Québec. Les billets sont disponibles au coût de 12 pièces pour des adultes, 10 pièces pour des étudiantes et zènes. Then we're getting close to the end of the season for the free ballroom dance lessons, which happened every Saturday during the summer at Théâtre, not Théâtre, at Parc Jean Drapeau. That starts at 7 o'clock. If you want to learn cha-cha, tango, and merengue, lovers of all levels can gather just outside the Jean Drapeau metro station at 7 o'clock. And then or if you prefer, the Klaxon Dance Troupe at 8 o'clock at Metropolis. They're doing a tribute to Prince, James Brown, Stevie Wonder, and other Motown artists. If you'd like to know more about them, go to klaxon.com, spelled K-L-A-X-S-O-N.com. They're a tap dancing ensemble here in Montreal, and they are doing a performance. Then on Sunday, seems to be the sort of dance day of note in town if you want to go dancing. If you want to see dancing, I would say Thursdays is the day. But if you want to go dancing, Sunday afternoons seem to be the thing because you have the Tam Tams, you have the Picnic Electronique, you have Salsa Folie, and there are all sorts of stuff. But yes, first, Tam Tams. They happen on the mountain right by the Sir George Etienne Cartier statue, which is at, Rachel and Park Avenue. And yeah, if you want to if you want to go sell some stuff, if you want to reserve a spot, you got to call today in between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. at 514-872-7080. And you can reserve a spot, and then you got to show up and pick up something Sunday around 12:30 p.m. The Tam Tams start roughly about noon, 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock, or obviously I think I might be waking up too early. And you can show up anytime you want in the afternoon to go dancing to the drums. 2 o'clock, Picnic Electronique starts, and that's at Parc Jean Drapeau. Oh, something happened here and something got cut off. That's not nice. But yeah, it's a picnic at Parc Jean Drapeau under Man, which is the big statue creation by Alexander Calder. And yeah, it costs you $10 to do that. And and I forgot. There's one thing that's missing on this one. There's the one that's happening also on Sunday afternoons at the Bon Secours Market. But I will get to that next week because, yeah, there's also, your favorite DJ, my favorite DJ, our favorite DJ, Brad Slide, who plays here on Friday mornings in between 5 and 6 doing heavy disco, heavy rotation. He's doing it either this weekend or next weekend. Anyhow, again, on Sunday, you have Crea Movo, which is done by Us Company, which is at Tohu, which is, again, Cité des Arts du Cercle, which is 234 Jarry East in their public place, their square in front, which is Rhythm des mains, bouche et batte, combiné à des voix a cappella, crée une chorégraphie musicale ludique et surprenante. Après le spectacle, fait l'essai de quelques-uns de ses mouvements. However, it will be canceled in case of rain. But I haven't heard that it's going to rain this weekend. And then there's Salsa Folie Saint-Tropez, which is happening at 4119 Saint-Laurent on the second floor. And then Transitions with Carole Chevalier and Gina Ryan at Studio 303 is also doing it again on Sunday. Then next Friday, you have the Retrospect Danse Urbaine at the Festival Expression Artistique d'ici et d'ailleurs, which is happening at the Centre Henri Lemieux, which is the Théâtre du Grand Saut, which is at 7644 Edward, where Alexandra Spacey Landais, une chorégraphe danseuse en provenance du monde hip-hop, présente au festival Expression artistique d'ici et ailleurs son spectacle Retrospect, forte de ses nombreuses années danse dans le monde hip-hop. Alexandra Spacey Landais s'est inspirée des différentes danses urbaines pour donner naissance à Retrospect, un spectacle nouveau genre exceptionnel soutenu par 9 interprètes impressionnantes. Lauréate du coup de pouce vu sur la relève, les entrées en scène Loto-Québec, Retrospect invite à une véritable prise de conscience sociale. And yeah, that's happening again on the 28th at Centre Henri Lemieux, which is the Théâtre du Grand Sault, 7644 Rue Edward. Yeah, as I said, if you want to check any of those out, or if you didn't get the information, or you want to add your own, the calendar in its entirety can be accessed at movement-museum.blogspot.com. It is 2:43, and you're listening to Movement Museum talking about dance on your radio. And yeah, now that we've done the awesome Montreal dance calendar, we now can get to the audition list. And there are a couple of cool ones. The ones that I like are actually not quite audition lists, but they're actually people selling cool stuff. You want to do? You want some tap dancing shoes? You got size 7. They're new, and they're a value of $100, but they are selling them for $45. If you're interested and your foot is a size 7 and you want to do some tap dancing, phone call 514-996-5359. That's 514-996-5359. Or the one that sort of makes me sort of giggle and squeal like a 14-year-old adolescent boy. Somebody had an idea and it didn't quite work out. The Portable Fitness Exercise Dance Pole. It's $200. It's on the Plateau Montréal. Disclaimer, this is not an X pole that costs over $400 US plus shipping. What I am selling, this is what they say in the ad, what I am selling is a replica. You can have a good pole. This is both stationary and spinning for half the original X pole price. And start practicing right now those moves. They paid $210 US plus shipping and transport from the USA, which cost them in total $270. However, they're selling it for $200 Canadian, and it's ready to pick up. It comes in a box with an easy-to-understand assembly guide and a free instructional DVD. The item is slightly used, but it is in good condition. If you're interested, give them a call at 514-571-8624. Yeah, I just did those stories that go around or that go through my mind and trying to figure out, now why exactly would you buy a stripper pole and then why would you sell it? It's the sort of thing, good ideas gone bad. Yeah, you can make all sorts of really bad puns or anything like that. But yes, on to the audition lists. Chorégraphe en danse contemporaine. Spectacle en danse contemporaine le 26 septembre 2009 à la salle Calex Lavallée par un collectif des chorégraphes recherchant quelques chorégraphes pour compléter le programme. Frais de participation et remise sur les billets vendus. Contactez Joanne à audition JJJ. Joanne Gore. Audition jgore@gmail.com. There's also Recherche danseur spectacle à la ronde. Je recherche danseur jazz style Chicago pour un spectacle à la ronde le 4 septembre. S'il vous plaît, me communiquez avant le 22 août. Plus de 10 000 personnes verront le spectacle et sera diffusé live à New York par une production américaine. Demandez Danny au 450-812-4818 or you can email them at les.production.ritmo.latino@hotmail.com. But again, if you know how to dance in a jazz style similar to Chicago, give Danny a call, 450-812-4818. He's desperate. However, if you don't do that, but you want to volunteer, you want to give back to the community, l'équipe de Culture pour tous recherche des bénévoles pour la 13e édition des Journées de la Culture. Vous êtes disponible pour nous aider avant et durant ces 3 jours d'exploration culturelle dans Montréal. Nous recherchons des amateurs d'art et de culture prêts à s'impliquer. Poste offerte, agent d'information, distributeur, orienteur, animateur, guide des navettes. And yeah, you have free time to offer us in between the 18th and 27th of September. If you want more information, give Annie d'Outreloup a call at 514-873-4717. There, who's looking for this? Oh yes, Mimeo Omnibus. They're looking for a coordinatrice de communication. On respecte avec la planification des moyens de communication retenus pour la saison théâtrale à venir. La coordinatrice aura comme principal mandat d'assurer le suivi des stratégies de développement, de s'assurer du respect de la planification annuelle et de maintenir les activités à cet effet. La personne retenue désire acquérir une expérience complémentaire aux aptitudes acquises dans une équipe restreinte dynamique. Elle travaillera au siège social de la compagnie située dans l'édifice d'espace libre. Yeah, the thing that gets me about these is that, they're looking for development, the fundraiser, development coordinator. And they're only paying $11 to $13.50 an hour, selon l'expérience. And you got to be eligible for, salary subvention, what's it called? I'm showing how long I've lived in Quebec. It's the sort of thing I can't even think of what the English word for it is, but a subvention salariale d'emploi Québec, which basically means you got to be on welfare. And my question is, if you are a good fundraiser, why are you on welfare? But I will just toss that question out there. I won't answer it. Then, Fortier Danse Création is looking for an adjoint à communication et administration. They're une compagnie de danse contemporaine montréalaise dirigée par le chorégraphe Paul-André Fortier et reconnue pour ses créations au Québec et au Canada et à l'international. Fortier Danse Création est une membre de Circuit Est, le centre chorégraphique. Relevant de directeur général et de responsable des communications, l'adjointe aux communications et à l'administration sera employée à un temps plein pour une durée de 26 semaines et aura pour tâche de soutenir la réalisation des projets en cours, assumer un travail clérical de base, tenir à jour et produire les différents outils promotionnels, participer à la rédaction et la révision des différents documents, collaborer aux tâches administrative courante et autres tâches connexes. Les compétences requises sont admissibles au programme de subvention salariale d'Emploi Québec, expérience de travail de bureau, formation universitaire ou collégiale en communication. Donne un appel à Philippa Favreau, 514-529-8158 ou diffusion@fortier-danse.com. Yeah, again, it's while it's all well and good that Emploi Québec is tossing off money so is that these people can hire people who otherwise don't have any jobs, my guess is that you're not getting the best qualified candidate out there. And if you are looking to make yourself better known, hence why you need somebody who's going to be a assistant to the director of communications, you want the best person out there. You don't want just anybody, any warm body. If you want any warm body, hey, you can come here and help us on Movement Museum. We're always looking for people. And yes, I should actually stick that into the Regroupement Québécois de la Danse's website, their Babillard, and see if we can't scare up some people, because as you can tell, because I've been talking now for a while, I'm by my lonesome here. But that's okay. We're doing all right. Yeah, if you want to earn some scratch and you don't, and you aren't eligible for the subvention the subvention from Emploi Québec, the West Island Dance Studio is expanding and looking for professional dynamic dance teachers to work with children and teens. Part-time positions are available in ballet, jazz, contemporary, tap, and hip-hop. The salary is based on your experience. Give Jennifer a shout at the SheilaParkinsSchoolOfDance.com. That is, oh, that's way too many letters. But SheilaParkinsSchoolOfDance@gmail.com or SheilaParkinsSchoolOfDance.com. And then the other sort of cute one, we bookend these from both ways. You know that we're getting back into season because they're actually holding auditions for the Nutcracker. And these ones are the children's auditions. Les Grands Ballets Canadiens de Montréal tiendront des auditions en septembre pour les rôles des enfants de la fête, des anges, des rats, des souris, des reines, des moutons, des matrouchkas et des orientales. Les auditions se déroulent à Montréal les 10 et 11 septembre dans les studios des Grands Ballets Canadiens de Montréal situés au 4816 Rue Rivarde, métro Laurier, ainsi que le 12 septembre au YMCA, YMCA du Parc, 5550 Avenue du Parc, angle Sanviateur, et à Québec le 13 septembre à l'École de danse de Québec, 310 Boulevard Longelier. Aucune préinscription, les parents doivent tout simplement se présenter avec leur enfant à l'adresse et à l'heure indiquée. Pour les rôles choisis au moins 30 minutes avant l'audition. One problem, they didn't say what time. Les parents peuvent obtenir l'horaire des auditions et des répétitions sur le site internet des Grands Ballets, which is www.grandballets.com. If you want more information, give Josée Carrière a call. Her phone number is 514-849-8681, poste 263, 263-263. And yeah, makes me sort of almost wish that I had a child, because then I could send them off to become, I don't know, a star in the Nutcracker. I have a very, very fond memory myself of, I don't know, I must have been six or seven, somewhere around there. And I think the woman that I had my first ever crush on, Lisa Stern, she was going to school with me. I think we must have been in grade one, maybe if I was lucky, grade two. And she was in the Nutcracker, and my grandmother got me, I don't know, fourth row center seats, and she was on stage, and man, I must have grinned from ear to ear to ear, or something like that. And yeah, that's it. I've got all my auditions. I've got through the entire dance calendar. It's 2:55. We're running out of stage space and so on. But if anybody has any suggestions, ideas, or other things they would like to hear about on Movement Museum, where we talk, the mandate is basically talking about dance in Montreal or talking about dance in Montreal on your computer. Sometimes we veer from here to there, hence why I was talking about alexanderstreet.com, where you can see dance on your computer, but old dance stuff, which is wicked cool, to at least from where I'm sitting, my way of thinking. And if you're sitting in Montreal and you're watching dance on your computer, then yeah, it's dance in Montreal on your computer. If you have anything that you'd like to do, any suggestions, ideas, or you'd like to become part of the Movement Museum Collective, get in touch with us at movement@ckut.ca. We're open to anyone and everyone. We have a open door policy, and it's also not terribly difficult, and I can at least say it's tons of fun as well. I'd love to hear from you. Beyond that, I think we are good to go now. Positive Vibes is coming up next. I think I saw Primetime floating in and out here, and so he's getting his stuff ready. Like to point out again that it's the Calumnity live organic improv that you've been hearing in the background. My name is Zeke. This has been Movement Museum. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to telling you about all sorts of cool stuff next week. Same time, same channel. We'll be right back.